Welcome to the City Current Radio Show, focused on sharing and empowering the good in our community. This show takes an in-depth look at the heartbeat of Middle Tennessee, the organizations and individuals leading by example to fuel change and how we can make a difference. Now here's your host, City Current CEO, Jeremy Park.
Welcome to the City Current Radio Show. I'm your host, Jeremy Park. We're always honored to bring you inspiring stories of organizations and individuals making a difference, powering the good in our community. And we get to kick it off talking about Transformation Life. We are joined by their CEO and founder, Demetrius Short, and also the president of their student advisory board, Miles Harris. So how are you two guys doing?
We're doing great. Glad to be here.
Doing good. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So Transformation Life, you're doing amazing work. We will dive into that. But let's start, Demetrius, on your end, being the founder, give us a little bit of a history lesson. So talk about the history of Transformation Life.
The Transformation Life Center started from my struggle. So it was birthed from pain, from struggle, from adversity. As the first of my family to graduate and to attend a four-year institution out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Of course, I was a three-sport All-American, and my pathway to success was play D1 football or baseball. Then it all fell down. I had no plan B. My parents didn't have a plan B. I had a 3.8 GPA. I was the it factor at school, and I was going to go D1 football, baseball. And I ended up here in Nashville, Tennessee at Fisk University. No football, barely a bad news Bears baseball team. And my whole world, how did I get here? But what it did was it exposed to me the cost of education. Athletes sign on the line and they never see the bill. Parents get all the tutors, everything they need. The typical family is mom and dad works two or three jobs, put kid A through school. That kid comes out, have a Sally Mae loan for 8 years. Dad goes back, sends kid to school, acquire more debt. And then here we are pushing our children out into society with a lot of debt. And so what it did was it was a blessing for me to expose to me the cost of education. And with me being at Fisk and no plan B, having a struggle, I was literally homeless for some years, alligator skin shoes on, a suit, Johnson Banks suit on, looking the part. But I was going through the deepest struggle of my life, sleeping in the dorm director's office, walking from Fisk to my internships. But I never quit. And when I graduated, I was on 1.8 GPA. I was about to be kicked out of school. And I'm going, how in the heck does a student focus on the books and live in this big world? So I graduated finally, fast forward, got my dream job with IBM, making $67,000 a year back in 1996 as a 25-year-old. And I came back to Fisk and I walked that same route as now a seasoned IT professional with my dream job and a new wife. And with tears flowing down my face, mad at the world, I'm like, why did I have to get it this way? And it was on that walk that the Spirit of the Lord just spoke to me and said, every step you took was a step towards your success. Little did you know, I was grooming you for something bigger and better 20 years later. And I took a 5K race. I run 3.1 miles in a suit and sneakers. We added the Steps of Success 5K is where it started as a fundraiser that helps students to pay for their education. For me to pay it forward, let me just help one kid with a scholarship. No. Here I am 10 years later, that race groomed into a nonprofit organization called Transformation Life Center, where we're making students walk and run 3.1 miles with me in that suit to make sure they do not quit. Life is not easy. I make them run and walk that suit because are you going to give up at mile one? No, you're not. Mile two, grab Jeremy. He's going to pull you through. Mile three, we all come across the finish line, and it's symbolic of life. It's not going to come easy. And then after the race, those students go into workshops and transformative workshops that will help get them job ready. And so we have a great 5K event that just celebrated 10 years. And then we take our students through enrichment exercises to produce and cultivate tomorrow's leaders today. That's our 10-year history, and I'm super excited and humble to serve as chairman of this great organization.
Yeah, and to think, I mean, you've literally walked these steps, and you know the hardships, you know what students are dealing with, and you're doing something about it in a good way. Talk about pathways to success, because I think this will lead us to Miles and his story. So talk about pathways to success.
Yes, from the race, a lot of students came to me and said, Mr. Short, we thank you for the $500 scholarship. And one student said, it fixed a problem now. But what's more valuable to me is those workshops. You are getting me job ready. what that $500 can't do is to what your workshops are doing is preparing me with networking skills. You're giving us mock interviews. You're teaching introverts how to get through a job interview on the phone, and I'm in my cocoon. And if I don't open my mouth, I won't succeed. You're breaking down barriers. So we shifted and said, let's put more money on the workshops, and we call it Pathway to Success. It's symbolic of the race. Every step we've taken, 13 million steps over 10 years. We just raised $50,000 2 weeks ago. That money now goes into our Pathway to Success initiative, where we take these students through four modules. We grow them in faith. It's never give up. You have the faith to believe you can be that lawyer, that doctor, that teacher. Number two module is education, knowledge and wisdom. What are the knowledge and wisdom keys that a leader would need? Number three is leadership. Self-explanatory. We want you to be front of the classroom, not back of the classroom. We want you to be at your place of employment and be a leader there that would be involved in the community. And then lastly is health and wellness module. Don't be a man or woman of faith. Don't be knowledgeable. Don't be a leader. And you allow your health and your wellness to stop you from being successful. Is your BMI off the chart? Will you walk into a doctor's office and he tell you you have diabetes for something you could have prevented 10 years ago? So we're taking the miles and ninth graders and 10th graders and educating them about their BMI and their health so that when they become successful, it's not a knock on the doctor's door and telling you you won't aspire to be what you can be because of a health disparity. So that's how we create our Pathway to Success initiative. It is the framework to which by which we help cultivate tomorrow's leaders, taking them through those four modules. It's holistic and it's working. And we have a product of it today that I'm glad to have here in the office and studio with us.
Yeah, absolutely. So Miles, let's switch it over to you, buddy, and talk about your story. And, you know, you recent graduate of Fisk University, you're now at HCA. And so share a little bit of just your journey tied to Transformation Life.
Yeah. So Jeremy, it came out of nowhere. And me and Demetrius, we tell this story all the time. And we met at a internship seminar, and Demetrius is there shaking hands. You have all these big players in Nashville that are there. You have the HCAs, the Alliance Bernsteins, everybody's there. And Demetrius is there and he's telling everyone about this 5K that he has and how he wants the students to come and be a part of the program. And at the time, I wasn't really taking him serious, but he saw something in me. I don't know what it was. He saw something in me and he reached out to me and said, hey, you know, I really think you could have an opportunity here. I have an opportunity for an internship if you would like to meet up. And he met up, he brought six other Fisk students with him. And we sat there and he prepared us for these interviews for a position with HCA. And, you know, me and Demetrius, we had our conversations. HCA was looking for a senior. I was a junior at the time. And he invited me to this opportunity and he prepared me and he really took time with me and cultivated me. He said, hey man, I'm just letting you know, this may not work out for you because they're looking for a senior, but I do want you to give your all. And end up getting the position out of nowhere. It blew everyone kind of out of their wits because nobody was expecting it. I wasn't expecting it. He wasn't expecting it, but he took a chance on me and it ended up being a partnership between me and him to where he invested in me. So I invested back into him. And I went into Transformation Life Center and through the Pathways to Success program. And they took us through, you know, seminars. We were spending time at HCA, hearing from former NFL players about their journeys through success. We were getting health and wellness enrichment. The 5K was reaching out to students across Nashville from all ages. And it was truly inspiring people. And what I've noticed through my time with Transformation Life Centers is that a lot of people talk about the work. A lot of people present the work and even try to gain praise for the work. But Transformation Life Center, they do the work. They're the people who execute. They're the people who really invest in who you are. And they're not looking for, you know, a financial return from these students. They're not looking for promotion from these students. They just want the students to go and be exactly what they're supposed to be. Educated, focused on their health, focused on their well-being, their mental strength, and preparing for life after college. And that's been my journey with Transformation Life Centers. And Demetrius has become like a big brother to me through all of his mentorship that he's really imparted so much wisdom and growth into my life. So I'm here for the long haul.
It's amazing the power of relationships. And to your point, having someone see something in you that you don't even necessarily see for yourself and that potential. But so much of what you're talking about is the relational support, being there for you, serving as a guide, a mentor, you know, offering assistance and being that support network to ultimately allow you to achieve success that in many cases you didn't even know that you were capable of yourself. Talk about, and I'll kind of throw this up to both of you, but when you look at the challenges faced today, and there are a lot of them, you've got virtual learning right now. You've got the, you know, unfortunately kids instead of in the class learning on the screen, you've got virtual graduations. You're dealing with a different world with the pandemic. You also have a lot of racial injustice going on, the politics, you know, combative. What do you think for both of you is something that we need to do as a community to help, to be more supportive? In other words, how can we help? How can we proactively be a part of lifting you, your organization, and to make you more successful?
I think the first place that people can really help, if you're a parent or if you are a teacher yourself, an educator, is that everybody, understand that everybody is adjusting to this. And where you guys have more experience and wisdom on life and getting through things, we don't. We struggle with seeing the bigger picture. We struggle with seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. And this is a struggle in this transition for us to really see that. I think where you guys come in, where people can help, is first by not only financially supporting these students with whatever they need, but imparting wisdom and motivation into them. Don't stress them out further than what they're already going into. Don't put more weight on their shoulders than is necessary. Be a support system instead of a stress system. I think that that also comes through the form of really checking in on the young adults in your life right now, the students that are in your life right now, and seeing what they individually need, whether that's access to Course Hero accounts so that they can, you know, do online tutorials, whether that's investing in Transformation Life Centers through their donation program so that we can go into these communities where people really need access to the internet, where people really need access to quality education, where people really need access to great mentorship in a time where we can't even physically, you know, connect. This is more vital now than almost it's ever been. And the way you do that is through your monetary and your emotional well-being support. It really takes a village. And that's something that Demetrius talks about all the time, is it takes a village. It takes a team. We can't do it one by one. And students are feeling very isolated right now. Coming in droves to show that support, investing in programs like TLC that drive that support, that initiate and execute that support, that's going to be where you can make the biggest impact during this time period. That's going to be the return on the investment for everyone who is looking to help out young adults and students today.
Yeah, very well said. Demetrius, what would you add to that?
I mean, I remember Miles calling me and I watched him on a video and he said, "I'm mad. I will not walk across the stage. My grandmother will not see me walk." And, you know, we're building these great leaders, but when I was listening to him, he was saying, "Demetrius, I don't want to have the S on my chest. Let me have this moment." And while we're saying, "You're going to overcome it, you're going to overcome it," I had to stop and listen to an African-American graduate who's about to graduate from Fisk, and it's all taken away in a moment. And I just coached him through that. I was there to say, yes, this is, but yet it may never happen. And it allowed me to be humble and to close my mouth and just listen as the leader, to listen to my protege just vent and be able to have that source of support. There's a stat that says students who have a support system are more apt to graduate than students who feel alone. Our system and our Pathway to Success program, we have shifted. I'm sitting right now in a new partnership, an office. We're getting ready to take over the virtual learning space. We're gonna be announcing here in a couple of weeks. I'm here at 204 Trinity Lane. We're adding virtual learning support to our P2SI program.
Wrap up with website contact information. Where do we go to donate, to be a part of your effort and cause?
You can visit us at www.transformationlifecenter.org. Transformationlifecenter.org. Our 5K, we're still in our virtual. We have about another week to go. We've sold over 600 medals. Our medals going viral all over the world. If you're a runner, walker, want to support that cause, it's $45. You can go to stepsofsuccess5k.org. You can watch us on Instagram at stepsofsuccess5k and Facebook, Transformation Life Center or Steps of Success 5K. Even speakers, where we have a night network where we have subject matter experts If you want to be a speaker and come over and we can put you in front of 25 to 50 students and tell your story and help be part of that cultivating of our students, you can reach out to us at 615-997-6841. And one of our representatives will get your information and see how we can match you with some of our students and support.
Well, Demetrius, Miles, thank you very much for all you do. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.